Are you still planning a big grand opening, even though the shop has been open since you bought it?
Blue asked. He'd been one of Skye's best friends since she'd moved back to the Cape from New York 3 summers ago to run her father's hardware store while he went into rehab to deal with an alcohol addiction. Thankfully, her father had remained sober after rehab and was back to running his store, which had enabled Skye to move out and fulfill her dream of opening her own tattoo shop. 2 months earlier, she'd purchased the tattoo shop where she'd been working part-time, and Blue, a specialty builder, was renovating both the shop and the apartment above it for her.
Heck yes, I am. It doesn't matter that it's been open during renovations. I still need to celebrate Inky Skies. My dream, my passion, my...
Blue groaned, and Skye laughed and poked him in the side as they crossed at the corner on their way to meet their friends.
And you're both coming, she said. Like it or not.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'm proud of you, sis.
Hunter put a hand on Skye's forearm as they came to a curb and a bike whipped past.
Hunter, I know how to stop at a curb, thank you very much.
She rolled her eyes at her protective older brother. She was used to being watched over, considering her 4 older brothers and her slightly overprotective friend Blue had been doing it for years. But at 26, with a new business and a new apartment, she was ready to spread her wings.
Hey, just keeping you safe.